conservative just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. I do mean this one, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, so I'm going to kick off the first dipper here, the Trump bump. So it depends on who you talk to as to whether or not. But listen, I remember distinctly, like just in my own, you know, experience of running a race twice, that there are times when you can almost feel it in the air. I don't know how to describe that. It's beyond just, well, the pollsters say, or, you know, we bought a new ad, you know, or whatever. It doesn't, or someone's going to endorse you. I mean, those are all. But sometimes, though, you can feel a swirl. You can tell when something's up. And I don't know how to describe it except say you can feel the momentum. It's like being in a stadium and your team is not winning, but you can see them playing differently. Like you can tell that something just shifted, like a switch flipped, and suddenly the offense is grooving and they're marching down the field. And that's the sense that I get right now. And by the way, We got a ways to go yet. We got, what do we got, 70 days left, I think, until the election is concluded. I mean, we got to run like scalded dogs. We now in the time when the final vote is allowed to be cast. And keep in mind, too, early voting is about to start. So some of these states that do like the whole voting season, they're about to kick off. But right now, I mean, like, for instance, the thing last week. And by the way, don't tell me timing wasn't perfect. Kamala gets her, you know, her moment in the sun. You like me. You really like me. And she does her thing, you know, Thursday night. Gets her big whoop-de-doo speech. And by the way, I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. I'm sure it was a big deal for her. How could it not be? It's you know, it's the pinnacle of everything she's been trying to do for her entire adult life. And the very next day, when it should be all about her, the news has no choice but to cut to a press conference where RFK is ending his campaign and endorsing Trump. And he's a former Democrat whose last name is Kennedy. And it just sucks some of the oxygen out of the room for the Democrats. They're like, oh, crap. Today, and I don't know much about it yet because the story came up on my news feed before I had a chance to read it going on the air. But right now, what we know is another press conference today. Former Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed Trump. I mean, I could see that coming, but she hadn't done it yet. Timing's everything, though. Think about this. Kamala finally gets her moment in the sun. Oh, it's so wonderful. Friday, RFK. Monday, Tulsi Gabbard. I'm waiting to see what Joe Manchin's going to do. Just be honest. And this is not... this is not an indication of the moderation of the Trump campaign, because what they are saying is my party has abandoned me and I do not like the way my party conducts its business. That's what they're saying. And they're not coming in going, I love Trump more than I love the Democrat Party. They're sort of saying that, but what they're saying is they can't work with this Democrat Party, because what they see is absolutely antithetical to what they believe these people endorsing to be good government. Now, and then there's things happening like, here's the other one today. I don't know if you saw this, Butters, but this morning, just as I'm about to leave the house, Trump was at Arlington Cemetery. And I look at it and go, oh, I guess being a former president, I mean, he actually had members of the old guard participating in a wreath-laying ceremony with him. Why? Because today is the anniversary of the bombing at Abbey Gate in Kabul, where 13 service members lost their lives. But by the way, 13 service members and I think over 100 Afghan civilians. It was just a massive suicide bomb that just destroyed where it was, you know, where it went off. Anyway, so Trump's at Arlington at the Tomb of the Unknown, and he's got members of the old guard participating in a ceremony as if he's still the president. And I look at it and thought, first of all, thank you, President Trump, for doing that, because nobody from the White House thought about doing it. I think I'm almost positive that Biden's at the beach again. Like, he's checked out, man. Biden is just checked out. He is off the reservation. He's done. He's just riding it out. And then you got Kamala. Where's she? Well, she's out running around doing the Kamala thing. She's running for office. Who's running the country right now, by the way? But in the meantime, Trump, the former president, coordinates with the old guard and establishes a full-on wreath-laying ceremony and laid a separate wreath for every family of the 13 service members who died. And it was a major ceremony. Lots of members of Congress were there. I didn't even know this was coming. But I found that to be one of those things that just the Trump bump right now, he is sucking the oxygen out of the room. And this is well-designed, well-thought-out. The timing is everything. Anyway, you're about to say something.
Well, the other thing, so I just started watching. So he sat down with the Sean Ryan show.
Yeah.
President Trump did. And long format. So looking forward to seeing how Sean Ryan riles him in and keeps him focused. But they started off, obviously, the military background and you know, a lot of discussion about the veterans and all that kind of stuff. So that's interesting.
And Trump did a press conference today following the situation with the event at Arlington, and said, "I will be there for veterans." And you know what?
Yeah.
You and I, having both served during years, you finished your service out during the Trump years, didn't you? Were you serving during Trump?
Yes.
Yes, you were. I thought I was too. And the reality is, you can feel a difference. Members of you in uniform, they know when someone's at the top has their back. And I look forward to it. Anyway, what I'm saying is the Trump bump right now, you can feel the momentum shift. So Tim Walz, by the way, is still dragging down the ballot. We got a situation where Tim Walz is, the ignominy of being Tim Walz right now. I look at it and I can't help but wonder, is there a buyer's remorse on the Democrat side? Or are they just going to defend their guy? Because he's our guy. We're going to be there for our guy. I don't know. I look at it and think, man, if I were y'all, I'd be like, all right, we kick Biden to the curb. How do we kick this one to the curb? But it's too late. You got him. You got to ride this thing all the way to the end. But Tim Walz is facing another accusation. Fox News has a story, came out yesterday. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz facing another accusation of misrepresenting his background. Why is this a repeating event? Have you noticed that? It's like, with Walz, there are policies and there are things that we don't like that he did. But we're also finding this common thread, it seems like, of him misrepresenting his own resume. In this case, he ran for Congress back in Minnesota before he went to the governorship. He was a congressman. And on his website, his campaign website, he said that he had received awards from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce for his work with the business community, and he never got an award like that. In fact, what he got was a blistering letter from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce president saying, "We've researched the matter and can confirm that you have never been a recipient of any award from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce." That was a letter in 2006, and he had it on his website. I got this award. I was awarded. I was, and it wasn't true.
It's not even a good, like, so? Like, why would you lie about something so, you know,
The only thing I can figure is that because they didn't think anybody would check. You know, like, who's going to go check and see if you got an award from the Chamber of Commerce? Well, anyway, that's who we're dealing with right now. Whereas the Trump bump is, and by the way, am I biased? I am biased, and I know that. If I could feel the momentum on the side of the Democrats right now, I'd tell you. And they did have momentum, and they still have more momentum than they used to. They are in a definitely different posture than they were when Biden was still on the ticket. But right now, they are riding what I am still referring to as a sugar high. I don't know they can maintain this sugar high. All right, going back to the situation with Trump. Last Friday, RFK Jr., I mean, Butters and I sat right here in the studio. Was like, say it, man, say it, because we're going on the air, and he hadn't yet said whether he's going to endorse Trump, and then sure enough, he did, and we went on the air. This is where the Democrats are right now. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had to respond to criticism that he has faced from his own family after endorsing President Trump. He faced questions about the family drama during an appearance on Fox News Sunday. Oh, by the way, he's still doing interviews. Kamala Harris won't do a single interview. He goes on Fox News and has a long-form sit-down with Shannon Bream. He says, you know, my family's at the center of the Democrat Party, and I have members of my family that are working for the Biden administration. And Biden has a bust of my own father behind him at the Oval Office, and he's been a friend of my family for many years. He said, my family is, I understand they're troubled by my decision, but I love my family. I feel like we were raised where we were encouraged to debate each other and debate ferociously and passionately about things and still love each other. And they're free to take their positions. There are many, many members of my family working at my campaign who are supporting me. But he goes on to note that even his own wife is not totally on board. But what was really tacky, I thought, were his siblings and other family and cousins who recently basically sent out a statement saying, our brother's decision to endorse Trump is a betrayal of the values that our father and family hold most dear. It's a sad ending to a sad story. How tacky is that, that your family members issue a statement like that because you dared to have your own mind? But I think it's also a clear indication, though, that they want to water down the impact of what happened on Friday. We're going to see, and I'm going to tell you about it when we get back from the break, but we're going to see that the polls are believed to have been impacted. The numbers are believed to have been impacted by RFK's decision on Friday. I think the other piece of this, though, is the psychological gut punch that it was to the Democrats to have a major force named Kennedy swing his momentum over and give away what votes he had to President Trump. Let's take a break there, Butterman. We'll take the break and we'll come right back. And I'll tell you what pollster Frank Luntz says about the RFK Jr. endorsement. And then coming up top of the hour, U.S. Senator Katie Britt coming on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. I'm pretty sure, Butters, we have a T-shirt forming. I want to do, like, a T-shirt that has all these, I don't know where these things come from in my head, like pulling pins on truth grenades and, you know, making common sense like a superpower and saving the world one soundbite at a time. These things keep coming out of my head. I want to make a T-shirt that has a microphone, has all these things around it that get said on this show. Just thought I'd share that with you.
I think you just do one T-shirt for each, and then
separate T-shirt for each.
You can have a right side wardrobe.
Okay. I'll take that out of your paycheck. What do you think?
Sure.
Meatloaf Monday. Okay, here we go. A couple of text messages real quick. And by the way, don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we have U.S. Senator Katie Britt calling in. Mike from Huntsville, ever the yellow dog Democrat, hateful, just mad that we ever talk about anything, says, you guys can have RFK Jr. He's as crazy as Trump. Trump at Arlington is shameful after what he said about dead soldiers being suckers and losers. You know, Mike, you're going to keep grabbing hold of that false narrative and doing what you can with it. But the reality is you've embedded that in your mind like a brain worm, and yet it's been debunked. Didn't happen. Never a witness for it, by the way, except for the one person that did and the man who they claim said it says, I never said that. And then we've also, oh, by the way, here's the other thing. So as an attorney, when I go into court, I'm looking at not just the witness, but I'm looking at the credibility of the witness. And if I can call things into play that will either enhance or diminish the credibility of the witness and it falls within the rules of evidence, I'll do it. Sometimes it's circumstantial. Sometimes it's also just what they call pattern and practice. And so if I'm looking at someone's pattern and practice, in Trump's case, I served in a military in which he was a commander in chief. And I watched him take care of veterans. And I saw things happen. And so you could say what you want to about one comment that someone says he said that's never been proven and that he's denied. But, Mike, you're just full of crap. The reality is, having served under that, you know, commander-in-chief, I don't feel it. I don't see it. Didn't happen, in my opinion. Navy Phil from Athens texts in, says, great monologue, sir. He says, Breitbart reports Camila, that's kind of saying Kami. Camila wants a cheat sheet for their debate. You surprised? No, I'm not surprised. She's got to do something to keep her word salad straight. I say no. Don't do it. You know what? Now, Trump, if you remember last time, they had some pretty stiff rules, and Trump just said, whatever. He got up there and did fine. I think this time, Trump ought to make her have to toe the line. If her diminished capacity boss is supposed to be able to get up there and do it without notes, make her do it. Because allegedly, she doesn't have diminished capacity. Hugh from Huntsville.
She just doesn't know anything.
Yeah. This is anecdotal, so I don't have anything. I'm trying to remember who said it, but one of her staffers, or former staffers, said that she's horrible to prepare for because she won't read any of the prep. And she goes out there and wings it, and then it comes out when she tries to go off script. Yeah. Hugh from Huntsville says, can Democrats' sugar highs be sustained by the media gaslighting the American public? That's the answer to impacts the down ballot. Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm looking forward to the September 10th. Now, keep in mind, the debate season is coming after some early voting's already starting. So Trump's got to keep doing what he's got to do. John from Huntsville. John from Huntsville on the college pick'em. Thank you, John. He says, not too late to sign up for the college football pick'em group because the first week doesn't even begin until this Friday, and you won't be able to make your picks until sometime tomorrow. All you got to do, here it is. All right, Cody, if you're listening, all you got to do is go to yahoo.com, click on the college football pick'ems, and look for a group named Right Side Ruffians. And the password is all one word, Right Side Radio. There you have it. Everybody wants to be in, go for it. College pick'ems. All right. I'm in with 2 minutes left to go for the top of the hour. Let me just say this. The Trump bump, RFK Jr., what does it mean? Well, polling guru Frank Luntz, according to Red State, came out yesterday. Polling guru Frank Luntz thinks that RFK Jr.'s decision to drop out of the presidential race and endorse Trump could have big implications for the president's chances, and it could be the difference in the key battleground states that will decide the election. Now, don't misunderstand me to say it's going to be a huge bump in the overall polls. It's not. In the bluest of blue states, it won't matter. In the reddest of red states, it's already gold. Don't worry about it. It's the swing states, the battleground states, where we're looking at things. And Luntz says, in an interview he did on News Nation this past weekend, he said it's probably worth about 1% for Trump. And that 1%, though, could be everything in those swing states. He said, in the end, the reason why Kennedy was drawing 10, 12, even as high as 14% is because he was taking votes away from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's gone. Kamala Harris has replaced him. Kennedy's vote has collapsed down to about 4 or 5%. But what's left is a Trump vote. That's the point. It's what's left in the Kennedy campaign are largely people that will not go Democrat, but they just weren't sure about Trump, but they'd much rather have Trump than they'd rather go vote for a Democrat. Left with no other choices, you can imagine the majority of what's sitting in RFK's camp is probably going to swing towards the Trump side. And even 1% in Arizona, 1% in Georgia, 1% in Pennsylvania, it can make all the difference in the world. I will say this too. Democrat pollsters are still waking up to a reality. They're having oh crap moments right now. Breitbart has a piece. President Joe Biden beat Trump by a closer margin than a lot of the polling suggested in 2020. Moreover, now the polls suggest that Democrats would expand their House majority, but instead they saw it shrink. These revelations reportedly caused five of the Democrat Party's top polling firms, usually in competition with each other, to try and collaborate to fix their less than reliable polls. It says, while Vice President Harris appears to have caught up to Trump in the polls, Democrat pollsters are still wondering, how real is this surge? And they warn that even if their polling is accurate, that Trump has a lot of advantages still. Here's the thing. She's gotten every advantage to help her in the polls, and yet she still hasn't pulled away. That's what's got them scared right now. And so I'm just saying, 1 point off RFK can mean the race. It's interesting. The Trump bump, it's real. Coming up next, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.